Blog Talk Radio.
Once again by Blog Talk Radio, 347-215-6357, guest call-in number. Don't get used to it. Hopefully it'll be changed soon enough. Jason D'Amico here, The Rock Blues, a new show, classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Coming in strong here. Like I said, it's always something. That should be our quota. That should be our quote. Not our quota, our quote. It's always something. No. We're not the home of classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. We're just the home of the house of It's Always Something. There is always something going wrong behind this desk. Whether it's a technical failure, whether it's a technical difficulty. I mean, we almost just went down, like completely shut down. Like, down. Got a lot of cover today. First off, wanted to give a shout out to my management, TC Music. And once again, I don't like talking too much about myself, but once again, it is, I am the host. I have to talk somewhat about myself, somewhat about my experiences from a day-to-day basis. Of course, I won't share all the details with you. It'll probably be horrifying for some. Hide your kids, hide your wife. I'm snatching your people up. We have music video that is out now. It's Hold Me a Little Closer, the single off of Blood, Sweat, and Blues. If you haven't gotten this CD, I can't tell you to get it because it's my own. You can get it. Sure, I can tell you to go get it. Go out and buy my copy. Do me a favor. Nah. At least give it a listen. Give me a chance. Don't give peace a chance. Give me a chance. And if you're listening to the program, I'm very grateful that you are giving me a chance as a host and that you are giving yourself a chance as a listener to really dig into the gauntlet of classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Once again, Jason D'Amico here, going strong. Folks, I'm just happy that I could talk to you today because I thought that we were going down hard in the red. Tail spinning out of control. Whatever application this is, what is this called? Zingia. Almost took me down. But we prevailed, people, like we always do. So just wanted to thank you again for your listening support. We're going to have a couple of changes coming up in the show. We might extend the program to a 90-minute segment just because I can't keep my mouth shut for any time less. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. We might add a couple of segments in here and there. Might add some commercials. I'm not sure yet. Depends on. Oh, and also on top of the show, speaking about it, congratulations. Thank you.
Are we live? I don't even know. Of course. Of course we're live. Oh. Wow. All right, we're definitely calling Katie after this one. We got a nice long discussion. Okay. I can't get too disgruntled about this. Oh man, I'm just beside myself. I'm absolutely baffled, beside myself about this situation. I am back on the phone, ladies and gentlemen. I am back on the phone because this whatever application this is decided to fail. And what ended up happening was before we were even on the air, this problem occurred. And about 30 seconds in, the whole network shut down. The whole browser shut down. Nothing at all. So here I am speaking into my cell phone once again. I promised that we would not have to do this, but I guess this is just the way it's going to be for this episode. 347-215-6357, guest call-in number. Like I said, our theme here seems to be we have the classic rock, the classic blues, and outrageous news. Right now, it seems to be it's always something, and hellacious is the word. I want to play for you something. Oh, man, before I go to this, I want to cap real quick on what we talked about. When was it? Last episode, Peter Steele's birthday, we celebrated that on January 4th, his actual birthday. And once again, problems, things wouldn't load, MP3s wouldn't load up to the site, and had to deal with that off the cuff as well. So, nothing we can't handle. But we covered Peter Steele's birthday over two episodes. I'm kind of glad, actually, because we needed more time to really play Type O Negative's music. You can find that in episodes 7 and episodes 8, which are previous to this one, 9. Want to play you a cut real quick that I wanted to play on episode 8. Just ran out of time because this is a jam song. Love this song. Absolutely love this song. I'm not going to spend too much time yapping about it. The band is Chicago. The song is Poem 58 off of the album Transit Authority, which came out, I believe, in 68, 69, possibly 70. I don't know. I wasn't around then. I wasn't even a thought then. Why am I even doing this show? Why am I not out twerking like the rest of you? What generation is this? The Y generation? The millennials? Why am I not out twerking? I don't know. Why? Because I love organic music. I love the feel of strings on my fingers. I like art. Is that why? Is it because I just can't stand the fact that you can create something that would take weeks to do by human effort and human, even more than weeks, years. You got to learn how to play the instrument. You got to learn how to craft your inner self, your creative being. What is going on here, folks? Somebody talk to me. 347-215-6357. Tell me why I'm not twerking. Chicago, Poem 58. You got to check this out. This was pre-twerking days. Absolutely love this song and this jam. I'm going to get you some names coming up here in a second. Let's get this clip going, and we'll be back. Rock Blues News Show, Jason D'Amico. Oh, man. Ow. Chills. Dissidents. Ow. Rock Blues, a new show. Jason D'Amici here. D'Amici here. It's not my name. It is right now. I don't know what I was trying to say there. Jason D'Amico. Classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Guest calling number 347-215-6357. That disturbance of airwaves was Chicago. Poem 58 off of the Grand, or no, I'm sorry. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah, Chicago Transit Authority, yeah. CTA. I got a little confused there. I got a little excited. Terry Kath was really the band leader of Chicago as far as what I'm reading on Wikipedia. If you don't like Wikipedia, just come here and stone me. I really don't care. Wanted to talk a little bit about the history of this. I don't know too much about this song. I don't feel like Googling it. If you guys are interested in it, check it out. Poem 58. It's a B-side, and that's what I tend to stick with on this show. But that's not true because I really. The hits are great, but the thing is that's all you hear. There was so much more to these groups. There was so much more that people just don't know about. If you are into rock music, if you are into blues music, I encourage you to dive into B sections of albums. I encourage you to dive into the outtakes or the alternate takes. In music, that's what they're usually referred to as, alternate takes. There's a lot of cool things that you can hear. But that's just for the real junkies like myself. But Terry Kath is the guitarist, and they had a lot of lead singers. They all sang pretty much. Chicago, big band, obviously, from Chicago. And one thing that I find interesting is Hendrix. They quoted Hendrix here saying when Chicago was asked, or it was the band Chicago was referred to in an interview of Hendrix. And his quote was, "The guitar player is better than me," quote unquote. Saying that Terry brought a lot of fire and soulfulness to the band, quote unquote. And that, I mean, you got the, in my opinion, the saint of rock guitar playing, somebody who fused together all the missing gaps, Mr. Jimi Hendrix, saying that Kath is better than him. Hendrix is a very humble person, very competitive person behind the fretboard, but humble to say the least, obviously. That's why he was pretty much, I regard to him as the best of all time, only because he was such an originator. But then you have guys like Van Halen and, you know, Zakk Wylde, Stevie Ray Vaughan, all these other masters, George Benson. It doesn't really matter what style. They live and breathe the instrument. It's incredible. And I'm leaving out so many others. Rock Blues, new show here. Jason D'Amico, classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. We're going to get to some outrageous news in a second. I want to play you a couple other clips here. I got that last song was over 8 minutes long, but it's so worth it. So worth it. Chicago, Poem 58 off of Chicago Transit Authority. By the way, that album came out in 1969, April 28th, 1969, for anybody who is interested in the exact date of release. You have it now. Wanted to play for you a couple of cuts here. I have your Seeger, Beatles. I got a lot of stuff I could play. You know what? We got to go with the Kings. All right, my take on the Beatles, specifically Abbey Road. My take on this album, for me, it is a masterpiece. But the thing is, though, it dismisses what they did earlier on, and there's a lot of early Beatles fans. And there was a lot of early Beatles haters who are just – my neighbor is actually one of them. I don't know if Rob's listening to this right now, but well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that he doesn't hate the Beatles. That's not the right wording. We were having some conversation. He was painting his deck, and we're out there talking about of the Beatles and Kiss and just all these bands and everything. And I think he said that they were overrated. And there was another guy that I went to high school with however many years ago it was. Friend of mine. Beatles were one of the most overrated bands of all time. And he played guitar. That's what really, really baffled me. Guitar players saying the Beatles were, and a singer too. All right, before my head explodes off of my neck and my shoulders, and okay, we're gonna play what I believe to be is Paul McCartney's greatest vocal performance. This is just my opinion. This is my 2 cents in the pot. This is my situation on the situation. I just love this performance. That's it. Done. Wash your hands of the whole situation. Abbey Road was cut at Apple Studios, recorded in Apple Studios. Let It Be was not the last album. The Abbey Road was the Beatles' last recorded album together. A little bit of tribute for you there. Let It Be was a compilation of songs that were around the same time, but with the band still together, earmarked, trademarked, contractually joined together. Abbey Road was the last group effort for artistry, for songwriting, for an album. 1969 release, and Oh Darling. Love this track. Here we go. That's how it's done. No discussion, no anything. That is how it is executed. Rock Blues, a new show here, home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Jason D'Amico here, reporting for duty. And going to get to a story in a second. Want to make a little announcement here that we're going to have a special on Zach Wilde, actually, and Black Label Society, if we can get some hands on some of those tracks beforehand. Nonetheless, Zach Wilde's birthday is coming up January 14th. A lot of January birthdays in the rock, blues, and metal sphere. I play some metal, as you know, if you've been listening the last couple episodes with the Peter Steele special, Typo Negative special. I will play metal. It is a baby of the blues. It is a baby of rock and roll. And rock is a baby of the blues. So everything is grandfathered down by the blues. No doubt about it. So regardless, there will be metal on this show from time to time. But anyway, yeah, soon to come, Zach Wilde, special around his birthday, January 14th. And my birthday is actually in a couple of days. A few, if you want to be technical here with our terminology and vernacular. Saturday night, Sunday morning, 12:12 a.m., I will officially be 21. And we will be celebrating that accordingly. Hopefully I will remember my celebration. But anyway, we're gonna get to another track here. Want to talk about, there's not much. Here's another artist that I love. Honesty, people. Honesty, transparency. It's a beautiful thing. Conviction. I really sense that in Bob Seger's music. I saw the Muscle Shoals special. You can find that on Netflix. Incredible story, too. I can't remember the guy's name. Who owns the studio. An incredible story, just from his life experiences. He lost his wife. He was depressed and alcoholic he was an alcoholic for 5 years, basically living out of his car for that amount of time. I think playing some gigs as well. It's just amazing. Amazing, that story. I think his wife died in a car accident. She died right next to him. Incredible, incredible story. And speaking of death, sorry, I forgot to tell you about Terry Kath. The Chicago cut that we heard earlier, the guitar player for the original guitarist, I should say. A very, very unfortunate accident. And what ended up happening was he was at one of the roadies for Chicago, one of the roadies' houses. They were just hanging out, you know, having some drinks, having a good time. And he was a gun advocate. And, he just loved guns and he has his collection and everything, and he was just fooling around and just, doing stupid things, we're only human. But he had a little liquor in there and some dangerous weapons, stuff's going to happen. So he was obviously under the influence and was fooling around with a gun and pointing it to his head like a Russian roulette type of thing, and snapping off a couple of rounds that were obviously, they weren't rounds. They were, you know, fake. The clip was out, but he switched guns, and he put a clip, a 9mm clip, in the in his 9mm. And, you know, there was a bullet still in there, and that's unfortunately how he passed away. So, not to bog you down, these are just facts. These are just truths. You know, and it just is what it is. It's very difficult to approach these topics. I could choose not to talk about them, but in my opinion, knowledge is power. I know someone who is a good friend of mine. Something similar happened in his family. Just be careful. That's any message out of the last couple of minutes, you know. But back to the music. Back to the rock, the blues, and the news. Terry will not be forgotten. Absolutely not. And his music is such a testimony and a testament to his creative. Want to play for you real quick. Another track that I love. I think anything that I play on this show will be something that I truly, truly, deeply appreciate. But this song takes you somewhere. It really, really takes you somewhere. It's called Main Street. Bob Seger. I'll see if I can dig up some information for you. And we got to get to the news story. So let me shut up and let's listen.
I remember standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer, a little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Well, I'd stand outside at closing time just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all sweet, she made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street, down on Main Street. We'll be right back.
Great track by Bob Seger. I did a little bit of digging up here. Yeah. His, you know, it's amazing all the movies, because I didn't really think about this until now. Beverly Hills Cop, the second one, and Risky Business. What else here? Well, he's really just got this incredible voice. He's a great storyteller and great songwriter. I mean, that's it. Rock Blues, a new show here, home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Coming up, about 15 minutes left here. Ran into some technical problems earlier on, as you have heard, if you've been listening in on the entire hour. Just stuff that is beyond my control. Things are going down. Things are going in the red, crashing all over the place. It's, like I said, one thing after another. Always something. But stay tuned for the Zach Wilde special, January 14th, like we talked about before. Once again, thanks for your listening support, because without you, the listener, this show would not exist. And it would exist. It just be no reason to do it. And thank you for the 1,000 listens, including, well, really with the archive. As I've said before, a lot of the folks that listen to this show, you, the listeners, you guys are busy. Like myself, there's a lot going on, a lot of things happening. And at the end of the day, you know, you want to listen to some good music, you want to listen to some good music history, you want to listen to some outrageous news, you got to do it on your time. You can't just do it when the man says, you got to do it when you can. And that's essentially what this broadcast allows, is for you to listen in anytime, anywhere, in the archive section. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, type in Rock Blues and News Show, or Jason D'Amico, whatever, it'll come up, and click on Archive, and you will have access to all the shows available since the beginning of the show. And like I said earlier on, we might extend up to an hour and a half, a 90-minute time slot. We'll see. We could even do a two-hour time slot. Depends on my schedule more than anybody else's. Maybe someday we'll have a three-hour slot. That'll be pretty pretty amusing for me, at least. But 347-215-6357 is a guest call-in number. This may change. Make a note of it. It may change. Hopefully, it will be changed by next week. As I've said before, we went from the 646-378-1221, the golden number, that was just taken out of my hands like an adult stealing candy out of a baby's hands. Just unbelievable what I've had to deal with. And especially with, you know, the show going down and we're calling Katie as soon as we're done here. Nonetheless, running out of time. I was going to have a story that I was going to talk about, but I got to read more of it to get more. I don't want to be scrambling to come up with facts and figures. Let me play another track for it. We're going to go with, that one's kind of short. That one's not going to take up too much time. This is a Guns N' Roses track that I really like. Once again, kind of like a B-side, kind of a track that doesn't get airplay. Once again, I like to play these because nobody really listens to them unless you own the album. But to the generic listener who's on radio, who's listening to the radio, your local rock station, why be like the local guy? Why be like the guy that says, hey, we're just in it for the money. Hey, we're just in it because we got to play the top 40 of 1987. We got to play the top 40 of 1997. Well, you might not want to play the top 40 in 1997. It's pretty bad. But nonetheless, you know, anything 1990 and back, you know, there's a lot of great music here. A lot of great music that is not being played. Grand Funk Railroad, I'm sorry, excuse me, Guns N' Roses, sorry about that. I'm getting my G's confused here. Think About You off of Appetite for Destruction, 1987. The famous or infamous Axl Rose, however you want to describe him. Everybody has their biased opinions and their own conclusions on the matter. Slash, Lee Guitar. And I can't remember the other guy's names. Oh, man. I'll get their names in a second. Here we go. cool song, right? You never really hear it anymore. Well, I wasn't even around when it came out, so whatever. I can't say it like that. Rock Blues, a new show here, coming up to a close. Thought I'd read you a little story here. It's amazing how fast this hour goes by. Woman sues over 1970 yearbook. This is great. Photo on Flask. I'm gonna try and get the link up on a Twitter. Hopefully it'll be under 140 characters. It looks pretty long here. A New Mexico woman is suing a novelty products maker of a flask that includes her likeness and the phrase, "I'm going to be the most popular girl in rehab." The Santa Fe New Mexican reports, Veronica, blah, 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 let me skip ahead here. Allegedly, in her federal court, that Ann Tainer Incorporated obtained and used her high school graduation picture from 1970 without her permission. The lawsuit says the Brooklyn, New York-based company then defamed Vigil by linking her image to a product that makes light of substance abuse. Court documents say that Chamayo, New Mexico, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. I haven't even heard, you know, all these crazy stories happen in you know, towns that you haven't even heard of, or, you know, it's like the most obscure pronunciation, and I'm probably saying it wrong, so please forgive me. Anyway, the resident is an active church member, doesn't consume alcohol or drugs. The lawsuit seeks an unspecified amount of compensation and punitive damages. A spokeswoman for Ann Tainer Incorporated said the company does not comment on pending litigation. So, well, this is a great picture here. It's just, it's very amusing to me. Coming to a close here, Rock Blues, a news show, classic rock, classic blues, the home of, and as well as outrageous news. Jason D'Amico here. It's been a pleasure here, episode 9. We've listened to some great music today, Beatles, Bob Seger, Guns N' Roses. There, I almost said it again, Grand Funk Railroad. That Guns N' Roses. Wanted to hit some Billy Joel. Looks like we're not going to have time for it unless we play it on the way out, which we could. And we might. We might. Nah, we're not, because then it's going to cut it out. Going to cut it out. We don't want that. Trying to see if there's any other announcements here. Hopefully we can get this whole Blog Talk Radio has a vendetta against me and my show syndrome. Hopefully we can get this all figured out. This whole, you know, it's always something deal. This whole issue that keeps popping up over and over again, whether we're going down in the red, I'm being suddenly taken off the air by some complete random technical difficulty that has never happened previously. Like I said, it's always something. You got to keep your toes. You got to keep on your – what? What's the saying? It'll keep you on your toes for sure. And here I am talking into my phone again. I promised you that I would not broadcast another live show through my phone. But I have failed you as the listeners. Well, I haven't failed you. I had to do what I had to do. I had to do what I had to do. So that's it. That's it. All the time we have left for today. Home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Don't forget to check out the new music video that we came out with. You can find it. I'm going to post the link down below. And the woman's telling me I got 60 seconds left here, so I'm gonna cut it loose. Here's some Stevie Ray Vaughan to play out here, and we'll play this whole song at some point because this is a cool song. Take it easy. Happy Wednesday. Hope day. See y'all later.